Welcome, everyone, to the Jake Dunlap Show. This is your weekly dose of real success stories from entrepreneurs, athletes, celebrities, CEOs, and the people that you love. If you've ever wondered what makes people tick, what are the weird things that happened to them in their past that helped to shape the people that they've became? Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you can tune in and get exactly that. The behind the scenes, not the typical behind the scenes, but the real stories that shaped some of the people that you know, love, and follow. So number two, I listed it for you, is performance management for sales. Okay. This shouldn't sound crazy, but the amount of teams that are doing this, it's less than 3%. Okay. And that's a fast fact. That's not like an actual fact. I want you to think about marketing. Okay. And let's say, for an example, marketing uses experts and agencies for everything. They use experts for web design, brand, PR, all of these things, performance marketing and advertising, the marketing operations, HubSpot optimization, Marketo, etc. Why does marketing use experts at specific disciplines versus trying to hire everybody internally and create these jacks of all trades that can't really do all of those things? They can do a little bit of it well. Well, because it can be better. One, you can cut them in times when it's lower, right, or tougher. You can not only can you cut them, they're experts at it. That's all they do. They just do this thing. In sales, we've got a problem. In sales, we do not have a performance management mindset. And I think a lot of people would be like, what? Of course we have a performance management mindset. We don't. Sales teams optimize their sales process. So that's kind of my second one here, is sales teams look at their sales methodology every 2 years, maybe longer, or when a new VP comes in, something. I want you to think about the insanity of how non-performance management sales actually is. You are moving. Okay, let's say you've got a sales team of 20 people. Okay, and you can just do the math if your sales team is 200 or 2,000 people. Let's say you have a sales team of 20 people. Let's say on average, they're running 10 new customer calls a month, 10, okay? So that means we've got 200 customer calls. That's at step one. Then maybe there's, you know, X at step two, X at step three. My friends, anytime you are putting, and if you guys don't, you know, and this is like more of stats, anytime you're putting large amounts of items through a system, that system can be optimized in real time or over time. So in a dynamic world like today, where industries are struggling, different groups are struggling, different industries are doing better, people are doing layoffs, you need to be looking at your process every month. Okay, what's the bottleneck today? Okay, boom, it's this. Okay, well, what's stopping us from getting more people from step three to step four? Boom, let's go fix it. It is crazy to me that sales organizations do not act like performance management organizations. And that is the future, right? 2023, and obviously, look, we do this, right? The biggest area of opportunity is just a switch flip. That instead of looking at this as like sales methodology overhauls every month or 2 months, instead it's sales process optimization monthly. Monthly. If you are 20 reps and you are doing 200 first calls, I can analyze the calls and I can go look at the data and I can say, hey, our deals are getting stuck at step three and getting to step four. Okay, let's go implement this new talk track here, or this new X here, or this new Y here, etc. Yeah, definitely hit me up, Turker. I'm definitely down to learn more, so you can hit me up on that. So I want you guys to think about that. Is your sales organization running like a performance management organization? And if it's not, why? You need experts. You need people like us to come in and review the data and optimize the process in real time, right? And I'll talk about this with Outbound as well too. All right, so Brandon's got a question. So I'll answer his question first, and then I'll go into the other part of performance management. He said, to grow a net new enterprise, I think team, should you hire a VP of sales, or is there something else you'd recommend to help a small sales team? Two AEs only, break into new cold outbound enterprise accounts. Okay, great question here. So one, Brandon, depending on what you guys need, if you don't know, we do fractional leadership. So it's for companies a lot like this, where it's like, hey, we don't need a, like, you don't need a VP. That's like way overkill. But could you probably use like strategic support and that help for 10 hours a week? Probably, right? So if you guys are open to it, let me know, Brandon, because we do fractional leadership and other kind of fractional rev ops and some other things too. But no, I would not hire a VP. What you need is what I would call like the sales manager type. This is somebody, and this goes for anybody. I'm going to diverge a little bit here, but thinking about hiring and hiring smart is really important for next year. It always has been important, but when you're trying to do more with less, it's even more important. So Brandon, if I was going to hire this role, I would look for someone who isn't so far removed from the trenches. You know, someone who's managed a team of 10, and now maybe they've done that for two, three, four years, and now maybe they're ready to be, you know, a senior director or a VP down the road. But you need someone who still likes getting in the nitty gritty. So that would be my advice, is hire a fractional support for the strategy side. And then as it starts to scale, then you can start to think about hiring someone for that. But I will tell you, the strategy you should be using for cold outbound enterprise is LinkedIn heavy. All right. I don't know what industry you sell into, but I would be using LinkedIn 24/7, meaning I'd be building out lists in Sales Navigator, connecting with people, doing filters on lead shares, commenting, engaging with different people's content, et cetera. That's how we're seeing people break through in enterprise, is they're using LinkedIn really, really heavy. We've got the executives involved and a whole bunch of other things too. So great question. I hope that helps. Again, if you guys got any other sales questions, drop them in the chat. Happy to hop in. All right, here we go. Oh yeah, here we go. We do have the tech stack survey. All right, link coming for all my LinkedIn people. Here's that sales tech stack audit. You can take a quick gander at. Our team will, here we go. Drop it for you now. All right, there you go. I guess it's not on the website right now. I think they're putting it on the website, but this is a Google form. Fill this out and our team will basically send you the readout for it. Okay, performance management. So this is number two. So again, I said there's two things that you need to do more with less in 2023 to increase your revenue without increasing a bunch of costs. So number one was optimize the way that your team's using technology in the tech stack you have and eliminate technologies that you're not really using. Okay. There's a lot of these technologies you're just not using them. Let's just be perfectly candid, or your team's using the very base use case as a part of it. And then number two is performance management. And what this is a mindset shift that we have to start to think again, instead of sales is just going to make some stuff, or, and again, I'll get to outbound, you know, we're going to make a couple changes. No, guys, what's the point of RevOps if you're not making changes in real time? What's the point of like all this data and all these analytics and all these insights if we're not making changes in real time? I mean, again, you've got 20 reps, 200 demos. I can clearly look at the data, see something's broken this month, and then I'm going to go spend the next 6 weeks to optimize that. And then guess what? There's another bottleneck. Okay, oh, that's getting better. Now let's go tackle this thing. Then we fix that. It never ends. There's no such thing as a perfect sales process. You can always continue to find ways to increase your conversion, or maybe decrease it here to increase it later, so you're spending more time with the best fit people. So again, everyone, think about that. Performance management. Now, so that's in the sales process of performance management. Now, let's talk about outbound. This one's the insane one to me. Think about outbound. You've got a team of people. I'm going to do some real quick math for you here. Okay, let's say we've got 20 SDRs, okay? Average SDR, let's say, makes, I'm gonna say $65,000, okay? 65,000 times 20 divided by 12. And that'll tell me, so that means my team of 20, okay, on my SDRs. I'm spending about $108,000 on them. $108K per month for 20 SDRs, roughly. And again, if it's in San Francisco or something, it's more expensive. Don't worry about my math. The mindset's what's important. Okay, if marketing, and I'm going to go back to my friends at marketing. Marketing usually spends between 10 to 20% of their budget on optimizing performance. Do you know what a marketer would do if you went to them and said, hey, you know what? You're going to spend $108,000 this month on Google AdWords, and nobody's going to be 100% responsible for optimizing the ad's performance. It's crazy, right? Like, you would never do that. That marketer would be fired tomorrow. Guess what? That's what every sales development team is doing. Why aren't you spending to get rid of one of the headcount or two of the headcount, get rid of two of the people? Okay, you had 18 SDRs now, and you've got an agency like ours, right? Or a full-time person. Again, you need someone who can do technical and content. And why not just hire us? And all we'll do is optimize the performance. We're going to look at all the best performing sequences. What's working? What's not working? Optimize, optimize, rewrite, boom. Okay, Johnny's started doing this. Cool, optimize, boom. How are you not optimizing your outbound every week, every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks? Because we're just moving too slow in sales. Again, a marketer who spends $108,000 a month on Google AdWords or social media ads, and then says, I have no budget to optimize that spend, will be fired tomorrow. But yet sales development teams spend $108,000 a month, right? That's my 20-person SDR team. And we spend $0 to performance manage it. Like, it's crazy. You know, you should be spending 10 to 20K a month to optimize the performance of your outbound team. Of course you should. It's data. Again, and that team is pumping tens of thousands of data points through a system. You have to be optimizing in real time. The world is so dynamic. Things are changing so rapidly. If you are not going into 2023 with a performance management mindset, you're going to be left behind. You're going to keep doing the old sales process and methodology that you learned from 25 years ago, command of the message or SaaS blueprint or whatever it is. These methodologies that were developed not for times like this right now, that where things are so fluid, buyers are more educated, all that. You have to start to take a more performance management mindset to your sales organization. You are not going to hit your numbers in 2023 doing the old methodology. There's no chance. It's over. You already didn't hit the numbers this year. You're not going to hit them next year either, unless you start to take a performance management mindset. So my friends, those are your two things. Technology, get rid of probably a good chunk of what you already have because you're not using it. And for the technology that you do have, go ahead, fill out that audit. Maybe that, hopefully that's helpful, right? We'll kind of tell you what that looks like. And then optimize what you have. You're probably using such a little amount. All you got to do is just, again, what's the team doing manually? Oh, you got to stay up to date with these tools. They're evolving so quickly. It's tough to stay up to date. Number two, performance management. You need somebody in your organization or to hire an agency like ours to optimize the performance of your sales process and your outbound process in real time. We cannot, again, their changes are happening so dynamically. We can't just sit there. Like, buyer behavior is evolving so quickly. Click to buy, one day delivery. Like, these are things that didn't exist 6 years ago, 5 years ago. But yet B2B processes are, again, we just optimize them every once in a while. Takes for forever. So again, I want you to think about that. Do you have a performance management team? And most teams, it's not your RevOps team because they're just crunching numbers. They don't know how to actually go fix the problem because maybe they're sales ops. They're not sales leaders. Okay. So performance management, that's what's up. So that's it, everybody. That's what I got for you. Thank you everyone again for listening to another episode. If you are listening all the way to the end, I hope you have left a review. I hope that you make sure that you're following or subscribing on your favorite podcast listening apparatus. We'll be back next Thursday. And again, make sure to check out the Monday episodes as well too. A lot of people are really enjoying these kind of mini episode Mondays. So make sure to tune in, subscribe, and leave a review.